Hey, good to see you folks. Just getting my plugging in the right piece of equipment at the right time. Stand by. Good morning, good morning. Well, coffee chats it is on a Friday. Good to see you here, folks. Hope you're all well wherever you are. A few people already, a few shout-outs in the chats, which is great. Hey, Luke, good morning to you, mate. Good to have you here. Got James on as well. Morning, good morning. While things are warming up, while everything's getting going, we should do a quick bit of the intro. Beck, good morning to you. Most of you know this, though, but if you don't already know, Jason Whitten by name. Welcome to Wealth Coffee Chats. We do this every morning at 10 past 8. Mostly weekdays anyway, folks. But if you're there and you're new to the show, give us a shout out. Let us know where you're coming in from. Put it in the chat. Love to hear what you're up to or where you're at. Each day we get together and we talk about a few things. We talk about what's going on out in the world of property investing, world of finances, world of whatever in the world, media maybe even, influencing our attitudes, our opinions, our thoughts when it comes to property investing. So welcome along if you're new or you're finding us for the first time. Great to have you here. And we've got someone from Brizzy, which is awesome. Just up the road from where I'm at, Gold Coast. Good to see you. Thanks for joining. And Sonia, you're back at it. Good morning. Good to see you. Hey, let's talk about what we're up to this morning. Well, I want to talk about this morning about the when will the interest rates go down? They're pretty well reached their peak. Most people believe, correctly or incorrectly, I don't know if that's the right way to say it, but most people are of the feeling, of the understanding right now that, you know, interest rates have reached their high, their peak, and at some point they might come down. There's a few forecasts floating around, always taken with a pinch of salt, folks, for sure. But this morning I thought we might talk about a little bit about this stuff and what might happen. What will happen, what might happen when the interest rates go down? I've got a few opinions, I've got a few thoughts too. So put it in the chat for me. When do you think the interest rates might go down? What might happen? When do you think the interest rates go down? Now, a couple of four big banks, the main four, have put out a little forecast of their own, probably just to make sure that they stay in the thoughts of investors. But whack it in the chat for me. When do you think the interest rates might go down, and what might happen if the interest rates do go down? And they will, because the interest rates go up, interest rates go down. You and I, as property investors, have to navigate that with our cash flow and some other things. You know, what happens? What will happen? Right, Luke, in September. What are your thoughts, folks? Chuck it in the chat if you're feeling like playing along there today at home or wherever you are. You might even be in the car or listening, whatever. Let's do it. But here's the drill. Here's what the big four are talking about. Now, all of them at this moment in time, I think this was a couple of months ago, all of them are saying not until 2025, folks, not until 2025, which for me is a little disappointing. I don't think that is accurate. I personally think it'll be later in the year. Luke and Frank have said the same. I tend to agree. I think closer to the end of the year. Why? Why do I think closer to the end of the year? Well, there's a few things going on in the world of money and dollars and cents out there that might bring a reduction in interest rates a little bit earlier. So the big four banks are sort of saying, hey, listen, they believe it'll probably drop down a good percent or more. You know, all of them are saying sort of 1 to 1.5% reduction on the cash rate. Now, whether they pass that through or not, it's another thing, isn't it, folks? That's a real pain. They're bloody quick to pass it on, but I tell you what, they're slow to reduce it, those bastards. But anyway, we need to use them for what we need, not get used for what they need. That's a time for another Wealth Coffee Chat another time. But listen, what is happening right now? We've got our largest, there's a few things why I think it's going to happen earlier, folks. We've got the largest gap of home prices versus capacity to pay since we've been tracking this little sucker since 1984, ladies and gents. Now, interestingly enough, I'd like to point out that the GFC, back in the good old GFC, 09 and 10, brought a similar gap. And does it close up? Yeah, it does. Right, so just, this is not like a forever thing. Oh, the gap's going to be there forever. What happens is prices slow down, interest rates drop, and then it gets closer again. You can see along here, once that gap closed, you know, for a long time, it was sorted. And you can see over the COVID, if you zoom in here, over COVID, it was up the other way around, right? So that's fine. So we've got a massive gap in people's ability to borrow, to buy property. We've got declining business conditions. Why does that mean anything? Why does the rise in ATO defaults for businesses? Okay, businesses owing tax. This is an interesting one. For you business owners out there, you might be keeping an eye on this if you're trading with other businesses. But why does this matter? Folks, tell me in the chat, why does it matter that we need to keep an eye on business conditions and, you know, how businesses are trading and, you know, the feel for business? Put that in the chat with me. What would declining business confidence and ATO tax defaults lead to in business? I'm trying to not give away the question. Morning, Fritz. Good to see you, mate. Hey, great to hang out with you last weekend, mate. It was awesome to have you guys there. What does it do? Well, I can tell you that these two things lead to unemployment. Unemployment rate. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Government spending. That's what happens, right? So unemployment is increasing, and very weirdly, I mean, I always find this kind of morbid, right? The reason the RBA is putting up the interest rates is they want unemployment to go up. Isn't the point to have people in your country employed? Hey, that doesn't make any sense. But anyway, certainly that's happening. Interest rates have gone up. The government are absolutely feverish at the moment, absolutely on a tear to grab every grotty cent they can across the country to make up for deficits that they damn well created. It drives me insane. These pricks, you know, they give money away like drunken sailors. They made stupid decisions, and now you know, those decisions have led on to many businesses and many people like you and I, you know, having financial circumstances that are not as great as they should be. And now they're going to, you know, bring out the big stick and start whacking everyone, et cetera, which I think is disgusting. But anyway, we get what we hope for in this country. So there you go. Vote for someone who's got a brain. That's as far as I'm going to go with politics. Here's the drill. That unemployment is leading to what I think interest rates will go down. I think by the end of the year, they'll start to cut. They want in the country. What's going on? I can feed into where we are and what we're doing. The largest gap here in population increase and dwelling approvals. Now that's crazy. That's crazy, crazy talk, crazy town. 644,000 people in the country, 162,000 approvals. Now that does not mean they're going to be built, by the way, folks, because approvals do not mean they're going to come to market. And I think at least 50% of them will not happen. And there's a bunch of reasons why. Population growing pretty drastically. Population growing pretty drastically, et cetera, et cetera. So you can see here, if the interest rates do drop down, then the population and the dwellings are going to cause some issues. Tell me in the chat, what do you think? If the interest rates do go down, this gap here becomes smaller again. So instead of, you know, it all the way down here, it comes back up and people get closer to being able to afford the median house price and a median house price loan. Nothing's being built. We've got a large population. The population growth is going to continue. And very sadly, the completions, okay, the completions in property are going to continue to decline. Completions are the one to watch, folks. Now, the approvals sometimes, you know, lead us to somewhere, but completions are the challenge, right? And what is the median house price? For all of us right now, the median house price across many states is over $700,000, right? If you include apartments, it drops it a little bit. But the median house price is 700 grand. You know, you've got Perth, Darwin, and Hobart a little bit lower. But really, at the end of the day, if you do a combined capital, geez, 800. If you do the national, 700 grand. So how do we get people closer to that? That's the challenge. The government needs to know or needs to fix that. So what's going to happen right now? Put it in the chat for me. I think the internet was playing up again. I'm very annoyed with Telstra this week. It's been playing havoc with my lives this week. But, you know, what happens when the interest rates go down? What do you guys think? What do you think is going to happen? Here's what I think. When interest rates go down, I think the price of real estate is going to go up. Yeah, it's very annoying, Jason. So annoying. Hopefully you guys are back in now, and we're still rolling along. So the price of properties, I believe, will increase. I believe the price will increase, and when 1% or more, if the interest rates drop 1%, by and large, a 1% drop allows the average person to increase their loan size by about 100K. Right? So do people, you know, reduce their budget by 100K and say, no, we'll borrow just the minimum? No, they don't. They borrow the maximum. They borrow the maximum, and they'll go out and start purchasing properties at the maximum loan price that they can get. That's what happens. That's just the way things are. I think the price will go up. I think the rents are going to go up and continue to go up. You can see in many states right now, that lack of supply is certainly putting pressure on the rents. And, you know, maybe the rent growth might slow, but it won't go flat. If the interest rates go down, the rents, most investors will need to catch up on what they were negative for a while, maybe 12 months, 18 months, 2 years. And the lack of stock will continue to push the rents up. So the rents will continue to go up. If the price goes up, what happens is the rent drags up because the average price goes up as well. So that's kind of connected as we go along there. And I think we're still going to have significant supply and demand issues. I think the supply and demand, or the supply more, the supply is going to continue to decline well into 2026 to 27. And I don't see any recovery in supply in any meaningful way, in any of the data, any of the charts, anything, anywhere, folks, that is out there. What does that mean for us? What does that mean for us, investors? Well, right now, all right, folks, that's it from me this morning. Wealth Coffee Chat's done and dusted. Thanks for joining. Hopefully you caught some of that today. Have a great weekend. Be good. Take care. See you next week. We'll do it again. All right, we'll do it again. 8:10. You guys know the drill. Have a great weekend, folks. All right, that's it, folks. Take care. Bye now.